Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And I'm excited about the month of August. All month, we're going to be focusing on the fact that we have 5 months left of this year. I know COVID really messed your year up, but there's still 5 months left. You know, August, September, October, November, December. Five is grace. Come on, somebody. So for the next 5 months, we are going to activate our spirit, our mouth, our mind, because we will see with clarity, 2020 vision, our hopes and dreams become a reality. Don't give the enemy the five remaining months that are left, you know, in this year. Let's get on it. Also, some other exciting news. I've decided that just under the unction of the Holy Spirit that I want to start doing a bonus podcast every week coming up soon. It's probably going to be in September when we launch it, but it'll not be just my weekend sermon, but a bonus, something behind the scenes, maybe interviewing some of my friends. And in particular, the Lord's dealing with me about making a lot of it about your personal finances, talking about my solving your money problem system and all the things that are in there that I can unpack to make sure that 2021, you get started on the right track. So anyway, those are some of the things that are going to be happening on the podcast. Also, I want you to subscribe to this, like this, write a comment about it. Tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. And as always, thank you so much for your financial support. When you give to the ministry, when you support the ministry, it helps us help people around the world.
Today, we're going to talk about emotions. Everybody shout emotions. Guys have it. Girls have it. Guys have he motions. Girls have she motions. Come on, somebody. Say amen to that today. Yeah, how many of y'all were kind of living your best life in the 70s? Raise your hands. How many of you don't remember because you were high? Raise your hands. Remember? There was this song. It said, in the words of a broken heart, it's just emotions that's taking me over. Right? Anybody remember that song? Bee Gees? Newer people would be Destiny's Child did it again later in life. But emotions can just take you over. And right now, throughout America, especially if you're watching in different parts of the world, right here, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and it is a madhouse out there, especially at Walmart. I want to take you to Walmart real quick and watch a guy lose it. Check this out.
Speaking of which, check out what happened at one Walmart in Florida. Okay, you watching? A man not wearing a mask, yeah, pulled a gun on another customer after he was confronted.
That's kind of a big deal. How many of y'all think that's a little overreactionary? If you didn't raise your hand, I'm worried about you today. Just be really nice. I didn't really mean it. It's okay. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would go into the bank with a mask on and ask for money. How about you? I mean, just like, huh? It's just crazy what's going on out here because people are so freaked out because their emotions are taking over. Now, when your emotions are grounded in the Word of God and you got your feet anchored and you're just realizing that, number one, even if you don't believe in God today, listen to me, this isn't going to last forever. You won't have to wear a mask forever. You're going to wear that one that you always fake that everything's perfect in your life, but I'm talking about the one that's hard to breathe out of. Because life is going to go on. Your life is going to continue to go on. How are you going to knee-jerk react during this time? Are you going to keep yourself grounded and calm? Are you going to be out of control? Now, there's another group of people that are happening at Walmart, and I apologize that all the stuff's happened at Walmart. Target, we looked on YouTube, there was nothing. But Walmart, there's a lot going on. But these other people seem to react different, even though they were kicked out of their church in America. By the way, it's against the law right now to have church in California. You will go to jail. My pastor friends are in Nevada. But you can go to the casinos and the strip club. How many of y'all understand something's weird there? But these guys went to Walmart and did something else. Check this out. That's pretty cool. Come on, give it up for those people again. He said, hey, if we can't have church at church, we'll just have church at Walmart because you know you can do anything at Walmart. Come on now. Walk it. So why? Notice the difference. This guy was like, I'm so emotional, baby. These people are like, even though all the suppression is happening, even though we feel like we've been locked down at home, even though we feel isolated, we're going to go to church and we're going to sing, our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. So I want you to, I wrote this down for you. What is action? What is action? Action is, of course, commonplace, but right action is not. Action is just you slap me, I slap you back, right? Now, let me try it over here. How many of y'all be honest with me today, right? But right action. Everything in life, you're either going to be successful or not successful based on your action. What is your action? And so many people are moved by reaction instead of a pre-planned action. Now, I've always trained myself. I try not to cuss a lot because I don't want to cuss while I'm on stage because, I mean, it's bad for business. So that's why I try not to listen to Nicole a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of my fears. And so I always said, don't say that because that might come out, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Also, the worst things could happen. You could get shot next to me. That's actually happened. Bam! And I won't move. I'm a pilot, so something horrible, big pieces have fallen off the plane that we needed, and I didn't want to tell the people in the back we're in trouble. I just stay calm, because a lot of times you don't know how it's going to end until it ends, but you don't need to die a million times. You only need to die once. And so I've even had a cameraman one time at a service. I think some people, it was when all the shootings were going on at church, and all of a sudden the person stand like this too long, and they fell over. So you just see the camera go, whoop, and we don't know what's happening, except you hear a real ba-boom, and people started screaming at our city. Of course, they'd never do it here, but at our city, they screamed, and they hit the floor, and the whole time, you'd never know that anything happened, because I've trained myself, no matter what happens, stay calm. You can train yourself here in 2020 to stay calm even when the world is upset. You can say, you know what? My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I know that if God be for me, who and what can be against me? And I'm not saying that these things don't scare you, because I've been scared. That scared me too. But how many of y'all know you don't want to be the one on YouTube going, look how scared he was? Stay calm. Everybody just shout that with me. Stay calm. Emotions are normal, though. Jesus had emotions. It says that Jesus wept. It said that Jesus sweat blood of agony. Can you imagine this? He's a human, knowing he's going to be crucified on the cross, but he just kept it together. And so I think at the end of 2020, and some people are like, oh man, 2020 is horrible. You know, in the Back to the Future car, never set it to 2020. You know, I'll be glad when 2020 is over. Yes, there's parts of 2020 that aren't so good. But the fact is, if you pass to the positive, a lot of people are making progress. They're using this time as an opportunity to write the book they never thought they were going to write, to cash the check they thought the government would never give. Somebody ought to give us a hand today for people saying, I'm staying strong. It can be the best of times or the worst of times. It's up to you to say, I'm going to control my emotions. Now, I'm emotional. You can sell that just by my preaching and what I do. I mean, everything to me is just reactionary. I can't really shut it down. I'm the guy at a meeting tomorrow that'll be like really preachy with a big table full of people. And then I'll realize, man, it's because the other person will go like, well, what do you think about it? And I go, wow, I was really amped up over these other people. And perhaps it's because I've had two Red Bulls this morning, but it was really stormy last night, and I was up a lot. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So I needed the Holy Ghost and two Red Bulls. I told Jim, I'm like, I got to drink one glass of water just to thin this down because I'm jittery. So I'm emotional. Anybody would be honest with me and say, sometimes you're a little, this might help your marriage, by the way, for you to admit this. You're a little emotional sometimes. You say things you didn't mean. Come on, try it again at home on the couch. Look at your cat and go, I'm sorry for kicking you. Emotions are normal, but emotions not controlled causes motion that you really don't want to have. Now, I want to read this passage in John chapter 18. Jesus now is at the brook of Kidron. And verse 2 says, and Judas would betray him. And he knew the place that he would meet often. And so then Judas, receiving this information, brought the troops of the priest. And verse 4 says, and Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, he went forward and said to them, who are you seeking? Notice Jesus knows that they're coming to arrest him. They're coming to kill him. But then when they show up, he's so in control of his emotions, he says, even though he knows who they're looking for, who are you looking for? Most of us would be hiding. How many of y'all be hiding? You liars, raise your hand again. You would hide. You hide from your ex-wife. You hide your car from the repo man. You're a hider. But Jesus knows. He says, no. Who are you looking for? Not that he wasn't emotionally challenged. Not that he didn't have inside information. He just realized that they're coming to seek him out. And then verse 5, it said, then he answered to them, Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with him. Now, let's talk about that for a second. It's really hard to allow a guy to stand next to you and act like things are right, knowing you're getting ready to hose me over. This is tough, to be good to people who have done you wrong and you know is going to do you wrong again. You got to get control of your emotions. Your emotions affect your mind, your mood, and your mouth. Sometimes I'm driving down the road by myself in the car, and then I think about something that somebody did to me around 1992. Raise your hand if you don't tell me. It's 2000, Corona's going on, people are killing each other with a mask, and I get to thinking, you know what I should have told that dirty rascal? I'm like, what is that? It's emotions running loose. It's a emotional instability. You got to think about what you're thinking about, because if you don't think about what you're thinking about, the next time your heart starts accelerating, just think about right then, what are you thinking about? And Jesus was able to say, here am I, even though you betrayed me. Now, verse 10, it even gets better. Here's this guy, Simon Peter. Simon Peter now sees these people to come and take Jesus, and he pulls his sword out, and he cuts the right ear of the guard off. So how many of y'all know this is not good when you're getting ready to get arrested and your buddy pulls a knife or a sword out and cuts the cop's ear off? How many of y'all know this isn't going to go well? Raise your hand. I just want to make sure you pass the test. Some of you writing it down. Don't cut cop's ear off. Okay, got that. He's so emotional, Peter is, that when he loves Jesus and he sees this is wrong, and so he just has an emotional outburst, and he now takes the sword out and he cuts it off. You know, Jesus is like, dang it, not right now. You're going to make him mad. And then the Bible says that Jesus picks up the ear of the guy, puts it on the guy, and heals him. How many of y'all know that is handy to be able to do that? So Jesus heals him. His ear is back on. And then Jesus looks at Peter and says, hey, please don't help me anymore. I don't really need help like this right now. But Jesus loves him. I also love the way Jesus shows the humanity of some of his greatest people. Thank God he tells us about Peter's ups and his downs. Thank God God talks about David, the man after God's own heart, who when his men were at battle, he stayed home with Bathsheba. He looks at her. She's taking a bath on the porch, hence the word Bathsheba. And so she takes a bath and he invites her over. They start playing his mixtape. Next thing you know, they're having relations. Next thing you know, she's pregnant. And now he brings home the husband because he's like, I got to cover my tracks. The husband won't go in with her. So he says, send him to battle, put him on the front lines. So now he's a fornicating murderer. But God says he's a man after my own heart. It wasn't his actions, his emotions that God loved. It was his heart. Thank God God looks beyond all of our sin, all of our bad baggage, and says, you know what? There's a person I could use because their heart's right. Come on online. Somebody say amen. You ought to be sharing this on Facebook, by the way. So you just got to realize that Jesus loves you, period.
That's right.
Just loves you. So don't allow your emotions to keep you back. Peter goes on in verse 15, and Simon Peter, the guy that cut his ear off, he followed Jesus, and as did the other disciple, the one who now betrayed him for pieces of silver. But Peter now stood outside the door, and the other disciples known with the high priest. And then verse 17 says, the servant girl came to the door and said to Peter, you're not also one of the man's disciples, are you? And he said, I'm not. Not me. A minute ago, he loved the Lord. Now he realizes that his life could be in danger because of his association with Jesus. So one minute he's for the Lord, going to cut somebody's ear off. The next minute a girl says, are you with Jesus? He's like, Jesus who? And it says he actually cursed. We don't even know what he said, but like, heck no. He cursed. He cursed God. And God had predicted this. Jesus said, you're going to deny me three times. Before the rooster crows in the morning, before somebody has breakfast at Cracker Barrel, you're going to deny me three times. I love you. I'm just pointing it out, though, that as strong as you try to be in your emotional state for Jesus, you're just not going to be able to do it on your own. We're not strong for the Lord. We're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So we're not really looking at our emotions or are judging ourselves for our outward appearance, but we're saying God looks at the heart and God's working on my condition, but my position is right in him. So positionally, when you receive Jesus, he becomes your Lord and Savior. It helps you in your emotions a lot because, check it out, if somebody did shoot you at Walmart, say, shot you dead, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when you're a Christ follower, you're not like, man, I wish I would have went to church every Sunday and took a bulletin every week so I could prove when I got to heaven that I had a receipt for all the weeks that I went. No, it's not based on that. We should go to church because we love the Lord. We should go to church because even if the preaching is not that great, the music's unbelievable. Come on, somebody. So now we go to church, but we don't just go to church. We grow in church. But I love that what Jesus points out about Peter. He said he denied me. He stood at the front door. And then it actually says now they go outside. Verse 18, the officers came again and they had built a fire outside. Because it was cold. And they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself by the fire. He warmed himself by the fire because it felt good. How many of y'all know here in Missouri, Florida, you don't know anything about this. But in Missouri, it gets cold up in here. It gets so cold, politicians put their hand in their own pocket. Can I get an amen? And now he's warming himself by the fire because it just feels good. I'm not saying that or suggesting that we shouldn't do things that feel good, but you have to be careful sometimes because your emotions will say it would feel good to buy that, emotional buys. It would feel good to do that, emotion. Sometimes we may get what we want, but we might not want what we get because we made an emotional move based on exhaustion, corona, CNN, Fox News, just freaked out. You're hearing stuff all the time. Your friends have never sent you so many emails about crazy stuff that's happening. God forbid you miss some kind of wild thing. They're going to send it to you and go, oh, did you see this? Watch it before they take it down. Because for sure, Facebook's taking stuff down. That's why I want you to download the Faith Church app, because oftentimes they take my sermons down. I don't know why. They're so beautiful. But they do. But my point is, to sum this up, is be careful when your emotions are high. And there's no way you can live in the world that we live in right now and not be emotionally jacked up because, one, you've been in solitary confinement. Isolation is a horrible thing. It's what they do to prisoners when they really want to break them down. Put them in isolation. It's the same thing women do when a husband's bad. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Just isolate you. Okay, cut that joke for next week because women were like, I liked you up until that point. I felt your emotions really go high there. Isolation. So since we know we've been isolated and the enemy's picking on us and exhaustion is hitting us, and then there's a spirit of fear, not just regular fear, but a spirit of fear. And God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Our mind won't be sound when our emotions are crazy. You could interview people in prison today and they would say, if I could do it all again, I wouldn't shoot that guy. Because it cost me more than it did him. It felt good for a minute. So many holy people here today. Say amen so I don't think you're thinking about killing somebody. We do emotional things based on our emotions are high, and now we're warming ourselves by the fire, denying Jesus himself because we're just emotional. John 13, verse 5. Another occasion now we're building our case on Peter. Just as quickly as Peter says, don't wash my feet, he switches and says, wash my whole body. On your own time, you can read it in John 13. Jesus comes in at the Last Supper. Things are really awesome. It's a great meal. They're excited about it. It wasn't Sunday, so it was all Chick-fil-A. Come on, somebody, say amen. Chick-fil-A everywhere, and everybody's having a great time. Jesus knows that Peter's going to deny him, and he's here. Jesus knows that Judas is going to sell him out, but Jesus is still enjoying Chick-fil-A. While he's there, he walks in, and he decides that, you know what, we need to wash the feet of the disciples because it smells bad, because back in the day, before we had emissions like we do today, the only vehicles were donkeys and horses, which meant the pollution of the day, you know, it was everywhere on the ground. So now they're walking to dinner, and they're also sitting there with their feet close to their mouths, and Jesus says, hey, I'm not going to pretend that this situation doesn't stink. The elephant in the room we're going to deal with today. And Jesus picks up the servant's towel and he begins to wash their feet. Peter says, our bad boy Peter, yeah, the emotional roller coaster. He says, hey, he's having a major mood swing right now. He goes, hey, you're not going to wash my feet. I'll do my own because I don't want you to do that. You're Jesus. And Jesus just says, this is more symbolic than just that. If I don't wash your feet, you'll have no part with me. And he says, just that quick. Well, then don't wash my feet. Wash my whole body. So 1 second, don't touch me. Next one, touch me everywhere. Because that's what emotionally reactionary, mood swingy people do. Just try to work on staying even. Look at your neighbor and say, this is a good word for you. You got a problem. Go ahead and tell. See what kind of reaction you get out of them, right? You guys shouldn't do everything I tell you to do, but I appreciate it. Very, very nice. So Jesus has this plan for Peter's life. Later, this dude with all these mood swings, he opens up the church. Jesus says, hey, in Acts 2, I'm going to start the church, the day of Pentecost. 3,000 people got saved that day. And Peter was at the helm of this great revival. So what's so beautiful about this is God saying, hey, I will take people who were once an emotional wreck and I will actually use that person to change a lot of other people's lives. In fact, that's how I got my job, is I was the most screwed up person in the world. So you listen to me because you feel better about you because you're like, I'm not that jacked up. Come on, be honest with me. I know why you come here. God's not surprised by your emotions. It says that Jesus was tempted at all points like us, but yet without sin. Because no matter how old you were, I don't know when you discovered that you were emotional, but your parents, if you'll call your mom today, she'll tell you some stories about you. Me and Nicole were in Beaver Creek this week in Colorado. We're sitting out looking at the mountains, reading a little bit, and these little family came out, and these two little boys were so cute. They must have been twins. They were about this tall. They had on little preppy tan khaki shorts and little polos, and they were just perfect. They had just came out of the room, and as soon as they came, you could see them, and I looked at them, and then there was this all this new sod over here in this grassy area, but there was one area that was roped off that you're not supposed to go to, just a little rope, and it's mud puddle. And as soon as I saw it, I got Nicole, because she's real focused. I'm aware of the surroundings. And she's like reading her Bible or whatever. And I look up and I said, Nicole, you got to watch this kid. These kids, I can tell one of them is going for the mud right now. And so the one runs over and he starts lifting up. He's got a little stick, like some kind of stick that he got. And he lifts it up and his dad's looking like, oh no, our perfect little clean kid's about to jack up his whole life. He starts running over and he grabs the kid by the back of the shirt and pulls him out and it makes Chucky mad. He's got the little stick, so he swings it, hits his little brother like, bam, like that. And I thought, oh my gosh. Now he looks at the dad. The dad's going to give him more of what he probably has on the inside of him. And now Chuck starts running, but he's little. He can't unrun the man. The dad grabs the kid. The kid takes the stick and starts trying to whack at the dad like, I'm going to do my best to take you out. Dad takes the stick, throws it away, and I go, Nicole, aren't you glad you didn't miss that? This kid is emotionally charged. And then I was thinking, that's going in my sermon. Come on, somebody. I'm always looking for material. That's why you got to be careful being with me. If you did stuff, it's coming out. Every week, I can only do this so many times and have new stories. My point was, I wish they could video that, have it on video. Then when the dude's on a date, He's asking the girl to marry him. I love you. I'm going to open the door for you. I will always love you. The dad just needs to bring the video and go, I just want you to know he's on his best behavior. It started when Chucky had a little pair of goofy looking tan shorts, but he'll go after you. Hang on, well, just watch this. He pulls it up and at least the girl understands. He likes the mud, he likes to get dirty, and he likes to hit people with a stick. Come on, somebody, ought to help me right now. I'm not saying we judge the kid the rest of his life. I'm just saying he's prone to act like his dad. We're all conceived in sin. We all have different ways. As unique as every thumbprint is. If you do the crime, you do the time. Because God was so unique with you, he made a complete imprint of you that was so different from everybody. But you got to know you, because if you don't know you, you're going to keep doing the things that always make you hate you, that you don't want to do, that you do, that you go, man, I didn't want to do that. And I swear to God, I was never going to do that the last time I did that. People over here are nuns and priests. Anybody over here ever do something? Promise yourself you weren't going to do it. Let me try online. They're all holy here. Anybody online ever done something you promised yourself you would never do and you did it again? There, I did it again. Who sang that? I don't even know. Brittany. Hey, Britney Spears is a big fan of Nicole's. Give it up for Britney. Come on. Hi, God is right next to Britney's bed. She's probably this morning. There, I'll read it again. Okay, so if you have to know this. You got to know you. And know when you get around those people, you get around that thing, you get around, it brings out the worst in you, not the best in you. Now, I've built a pretty strong case against Peter. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And when I look at just the scenery there, I think about stability, tranquility, and go, man, I wish I could go there. Such a beautiful spot. Yeah, that's a real place. It's Colorado. All right, now for my favorite part of the sermon. Do you know Peter, the name means Petros, rock. Upon this rock, God said, of Revelation, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Peter, you see, was wishy-washy, up and down. At one point, this rock was on top of the mountain. It rolled down, rock and roll. It falls into a creek where it's being hammered night and day, 24 hours a day. But it stayed steady. It's heavy. It's like the rock, Jesus. During COVID-19, 2020 is still your year. You might have rolled off at the top and been an emotional roller coaster. But this week and next week, we're going to continue to talk about the ups and downs of people like Peter, and how when they founded their life eventually upon the rock, everything changed. I think I'm going to jump over and stand on that rock for a minute just to give you the size of that bad boy. And this thing pales in comparison to the Word of God, to God's ability to save you, heal you, deliver you. He said it's your banner year. Come on, our city. Come on, Sunset Hills, Ferguson, Florissant, Florida. Well, then everybody ought to be going crazy right now because your life is founded upon. Come on, give it up for Jesus. You got to have it in the right rock. Last passage online, if you're watching today in Palm Beach, Florida or St. Louis, here's this winning scripture that kind of redeems Peter. Jesus says, who do men say that I am? Peter says, some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said, but who do you say that I am, Peter? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Check this out during 2020. God gave Peter, this guy who was emotionally up and down, the revelation that, you know what, if Christ is the head of my life and is founded upon the rock, then no matter what, I can't be strong for the Lord, but I can be strong in the Lord. And the more I know about Jesus, Christ the Anointed One and His anointing, anointings remove burdens and destroy yokes. And so from this moment forward, I will move into my destiny, the plan of God for my life, and I'm going to build my life on the rock and not a political party. I'm going to build my life on the rock and not fear of a coronavirus, because the Bible said that no plague would come nigh my dwelling, though with long life He would satisfy me and show me His salvation. So if you want to be as stable as a rock or as flaky as a moving waterfall, it's really up to you. And I think I know the answer, because I know you, because you're listening today going, hang on a minute, I want to be like Peter because I see a lot of similarities, but in the end I want a revelation of Jesus, His word, and the rock. And here's why that's important. It's the only way that you're going to win in 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, who could be 30? Come on, somebody out of here right now. It's the only way that you're not going to go into Walmart and go, I just need to shit somebody. If one person asks me about my mask, I want you to think about that. I want you to say today, you know what? I'm not going to be mood swingy anymore. I'm going to take charge of my life. And this, as I close, it might look like this. It might look for you that I need to just shut off the news. How many of y'all think maybe that'd be a good idea? Raise your hand. Just turn off the news for a minute, because a lot of things are going to happen in the world. But guess what? You're not going to lose the battle if you don't lose your mind and you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Everybody stand up with me right now. I want to pray for you and you online today, that the God of heaven and earth would touch you, that would fill you, that you could enjoy emotional stability like you've never had before. Father, I pray in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus for your anointing and your power to come into our hearts and our minds today. God, we know that you have never lost a battle. God, that our life is founded upon you, your word, and your rock. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. I always am grateful that you take time to also share this with other people, to write a comment about this. It really makes a difference when you actually, you know, make some noise about it, especially since we only have 5 months left in this year. The good news is five means grace. The entire month of August, we have 5 months left to actually have the grace of God manifest in our life. Don't allow the enemy to take you back and say, man, COVID stopped you. Don't set your, you know, the Back to the Future card in 2020, whatever you do. Or people have t-shirts, I survived 2020. No, you're going to thrive in 2020. It's your year, believe it or not. God can do more in 5 months than you could do in 5 years. So keep the switch of faith turned on. Also, some other news is we're going to start a podcast probably in September, an additional bonus podcast throughout the week. That'll be some interviews with some of my friends and people that'll bring leadership clues to you, as well as God's dealing with me about solving your money problems, kind of breaking down in a Dave Ramsey style that's in my system how you can get ahead financially and set yourself up to win and succeed in 2020. So at any rate, that's going to be happening. So be looking for that bonus podcast every week. And again, many of you ask, how can I support the ministry? Well, it's pretty easy to do it. You can text to give just on your phone right now. You could get out your phone and text 77977. Then keyword, you text the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. So 77977, faith, O-N-L for online. Then a space and then the dollar amount. So again, if you want to keep this ministry strong, you want to help us bless more people, we'd love it. We'd appreciate it. Again, you text 77977 to faith, O-N-L, space, and the dollar amount. Hope to see you again here on the podcast real soon.